and welcome to NSTA The Bus Stop. This is the official podcast of the National School Transportation Association. I am Kurt Mackison, Executive Director. And with all the supply chain challenges impacting the school bus industry, just want to remind you that NSTA has a royalty partner program with IC Bus and Navistar that might be your answer in getting the parts you need when you need them. For more information on how this cost saving all makes parts royalty partner program can help your organization, please reach out to Tom Polzine, our Navistar National Accounts Manager. He's at 262-374-9800, or you can email Tom at thomas.polzine, P-O-L-Z-I-N, at navistar.com. Now with us today at NSTA The Bus Stop, Mike Curis. He's manager of DOT services for the risk management division of one of our other royalty partners, Keystone Insurers Group. So, Mike, welcome to the bus stop.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you know, I think we've had you on the podcast previously, but we typically do this at the beginning, you know, for folks because our listenership continues to grow. So, Mike, why don't you give us a brief update on your background and what you do at Keystone Insurers Group?
No problem. So I graduated from a small school in Pennsylvania called Slippery Rock University with a degree in safety management. At the time when I got out of school, I also interned at a local hospital and then got the job with Keystone in early 2012. At the time, you know, I started off in safety and I really got interested in transportation specifically. Since that time, I've gone through numerous trainings and we actually started the DOT department here at the Keystone Risk Management Division. Since then, you know, it's actually grown. So I've became the manager of DOT services and it continues to grow. But with that also, I'm also a senior safety consultant for with Keystone as well. So not only do I just do the trucking portion, but I also do employee safety as well.
So, you know, as I mentioned at the top, you know, there is a longstanding relationship with Keystone Insurers Group and NSTA. And from your lens, Mike, why don't you talk about that relationship a little bit?
Sure. Keystone's been a part of NSTA since 2007. Keystone offers, obviously, insurance. I think the big part that's usually left out or people don't think about is the risk management division of Keystone, that we could actually offer risk management services. You know, we do have, I know some people that may be in a captive that are actually not insured with just an insurance company. Obviously, at that point, you wouldn't be able to engage in our insurance services, but risk management services are still available to those people.
Yeah, and that's a really good point. And if you were to, because this comes up on occasion, and certainly when we talk about insurance, can you briefly, for the listeners, frame out the concept of risk management?
Sure. Well, risk management can mean a lot of different things. You know, usually when I get brought in, it's typically has to do with the underwriting process. You know, maybe they're going to get renewed. The underwriter doesn't like what they see. I can get brought in, and if there's buy-in from the company and they actually, you know, go and run with the recommendations that are given, you know, we can see a lot of these numbers fall, whether it's loss ratios or, you know, money being paid out on claims, whatever it may be. You know, your overall risk wants to be the lowest number it can be, and that's going to make you look attractive to the insurance marketplace.
Yeah, and I think sometimes there's a fear factor when folks hear the term, you know, risk management. But to your point, you know, if you kind of do a review, there is always the opportunity to, you know, reduce your premium through some of the things that are done through risk management. So if there are things that the company can adopt that would help lower your premium, I would think people would want to take advantage of that situation. But I guess in some cases, it's kind of like going to the doctor. You perhaps want to avoid it, even though it's good for you.
Right. I mean, with the insurance marketplace, it's kind of hard to say that your premium will go lower. But, you know, with putting risk management in place, and remember, that's like a proactive approach, basically. So that's fixing an issue before it become a problem. So, you know, if you go through defensive driver training, you do all these things, you know, your likelihood of actually getting into an accident is going to be lower in hopes, you know, in time that can lower your premium. So we never like to say that it's definitely going to happen, but, you know, with doing what we put in place, I mean, we would hope in time that would happen.
Right. Now, you know, Keystone, through your Department of Transportation compliance review, I guess is a certain aspect of risk management. So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, so the biggest thing, and that's really how the DOT department started, was our DOT compliance review. Another way of looking at it would be like a mock DOT audit. So basically what we do is we go in and act as if we're the DOT. There's six factors that need to be gone through for the audit itself. We go through the same things that the DOT would. The difference obviously being is that we're not the DOT. And once again, going back to risk management, we're that proactive approach. So if you have us come in now and, you know, find your issues that you have within your program, we not only tell you how to fix them, but we also give you the tools to fix them. And obviously, you know, we would be around for ongoing consultation if necessary. But the whole point of it is to get it in compliance so that if the DOT does come in for whatever reason, you know, heaven forbid there's a high profile accident or something that would bring the DOT in, you would already have all that stuff in place and you'd be ahead of the game.
Yeah. And are there skills that the DOT compliance training teaches?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, once again, through that DOT audit process, I always like starting with that if you know, people do actually engage with us on DOT or fleet services, because basically that's your baseline. So we're going to be able to tell at the end of that exactly where you stand with compliance and DOT. With the training, you know, it would depend basically on what we're finding in that audit. So let's just say maybe you find that your supervisors don't have the drug and alcohol supervisor suspicion training. And that's something that we'd be able to provide. Vehicle maintenance, how to actually keep the records, what needs to be in those records, what types of things should we be looking at? What types of things should the drivers be looking at pre and post trip? I mean, there's just the list really does go on and on. But once again, we try to customize that training to what the needs of the company are. And that process is usually defined through the DOT audit.
And, you know, overall, I mean, we talked a little bit about, you know, the idea of risk management and potential downstream effects on premium, but do compliance reviews benefit contractors in other ways?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's with the DOT, it's a little complicated. You get multiple scores based on different things, roadside performance, actually internal record keeping, if the DOT does come in and actually do an audit. So when the DOT physically comes in to audit your company, if they do a full-blown audit and not a specific audit on a certain criteria, let's just say it's drug and alcohol maybe, when they do those ones, you don't actually get a rating. So there's three ratings you can get, and it's satisfactory, unsatisfactory, and conditional. So obviously, if you went through our process and listened to what we had to say and ran with it, you would be in that satisfactory state. The other thing are your basic scores, which is basically everything from roadside performance. And same thing there. Through that audit process, a lot of things that we do internally correlates to what actually happens out there on the road, and that's where the training would come in. And then lastly, there's what they call an ISS score, and that rating is from 1 to 100. Every DOT company has one of those scores, and it could be 0. But basically, it's a tiered score that if there was some sort of roadside inspection of what type of or what level of inspection they would actually do on the vehicle. And so obviously, that's a number that we really want to keep under control and try to keep that in the pass phase.
So with the advent of, you know, a whole lot of technological advances, you know, on the school bus, one thing that you know, comes up frequently is GPS monitoring. And so can a GPS monitoring service assist with your DOT compliance?
Oh, absolutely. And when you're talking about, that's why we like to also, you know, mention that it's not just DOT compliance, it's fleet compliance as well. So, or you know, risk management of your fleet. Basically, what that would be, you know, if we had GPS systems, I mean, if you've actually ever, you know, looked at some of the things that they can provide, it is really amazing of the things that they can do nowadays. And, you know, if we could actually track the driver's behaviors on the road in real time and can coach those drivers to fix those issues, I mean, you're going to have, you know, a lot better loss history moving forward. The biggest problem that we find with the GPS monitoring services is that people have them, but people don't utilize them. And that's a big problem. If you have all this data that shows that you have a problem driver and you never do anything about it, let's just say that problem driver gets into some sort of accident, you know, that could always fall back on the company. So we offer two services when it comes to GPS services. One of them being that we partnered with a third party, and we think that they are top of the line. We think that we vetted a lot of companies and that they offer the best service and customer service than any other one we looked at. The other service that we actually offer is if you have a current program, let's just say it's Samsara, Verizon Connect, AT&T, whatever it may be, the problem that we have with the people that you or actually look at the data, they wear many hats. So for them to look at it on a constant basis is hard for them. So what we actually do is we can log into their system and then we could spit out summaries, whether it's weekly, biweekly, and we send it to that person in charge once a week so that they could actually look at that review. It's a summary. It weans out all the stuff that they didn't need to look at and basically just lists everything saying, you know, this driver had these many problems, et cetera, et cetera. So it makes it easier for that person that's in charge of the GPS monitoring.
Yeah, I mean, you raise a really great point. Like there's so much technology out there, but if, you know, we're tracking data, but we're not utilizing, you know, the analytics, then you are missing an opportunity, for sure. You know, Mike, if folks want to learn more about, you know, working with Keystone to engage on some of these compliance reviews, where can they get that information or contact you?
Yeah, sure. I mean, they can go to our website at keystoneinsgrp.com, and then they could go to the risk management tab off of that. If anybody would be interested in learning more, please, you know, find us on the web, and basically you can get in contact with me and we can go over all the services that we do provide.
Great. Once again, at NSTA, the bus stop, Mike Curis, he's manager of DOT services for the risk management division of an NSTA royalty partner program, Keystone Insurers Group. Mike, thanks so much for taking time and joining us at NSTA, the bus stop.
Thanks for having me.